You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Wednesday, March the 5th, 2025. Currently 31 degrees. Snow is falling at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, our 98.9 WXCO studios. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com. That's YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page and be able to see a video stream live as well. You can also join us by making comments there or by sending us a text or giving us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Would love to hear from you, your thoughts on Donald Trump's speech last night, your thoughts on anything else going on. Would love to have your voice be part of the show. 715-382-9297. You can also call or text us by using the Civic Media app. Real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the free app, and then you got it. And you open up the app, you'll see all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. The fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. Just click on that. Be able to go to our website, send us an email, go to our live link to listen in wherever you may be, and then also send us a text or give us a call. So again, get that app and be part of the program. Coming up, we will be joined by Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. And she joins us each and every first Wednesday of the month, and we're looking forward to having Christine on. And again, she will be talking to us about the mobile help truck. It hit the road 2 weeks ago, traveling every other week to 11 rural communities. And really, it's terrific. It's serving needs previously unmet, taking the resources to people who may not be mobile themselves, and really terrific stuff. So we're going to talk about that with Christine Daniels coming up at 9:34 this morning on the program. Also coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about a new story came out this morning. Journal Sentinel. And one of the things about trying to be a good citizen, trying to be somebody that helps our democratic process, is to be informed and to be able to go to the polls and vote smartly. And you may have certain beliefs that are different than mine, and that's okay. I mean, you may believe, you know, the role of government's different than I do. That's okay. But the idea of the richest man in the world using his money to put out false information to basically try to trick people into voting the way that he wants them to. That's wrong. And Dan Bison, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has a story that says that Elon Musk is doing just that in the state Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. I'm going to talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. And then, of course, we know that you folks out there may just be going through these 2 hours just waiting for the last couple of minutes of the show. That's when the excitement truly begins, mm-hmm. when we get Ian Welsh and the number of the day quiz.
Yes.
It's part of our daily history lesson, which we do at the final moments of the show. Try to learn something in terms of this date in history. Have a little fun with some celebrity birthdays and also in terms of events that are being acknowledged today. And then as the final moments, again, about 56 after, we will give Ian the number for the day quiz. And what we do is we give him three choices, one of which is the number for the day. Mm-hmm. Two are incorrect. So based on the math, 33%. If he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's not a passing grade. It's a failing grade. We don't like that.
Nope.
But we also ask, because we strive for excellence here.
Yes,
so,
we do.
So just passing, getting a C, that's not good enough. We want Ian to be winning week, which is more right than wrong, 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm,
and then we want to have a record week, which is 4 out of 5. He's done that 3 different times. And, of course, we're still striving for that perfect week. 1 week he came very close where he had the first four days right, but then failed on the final day. But it shows you can get there. And last week you had 4 in a row right.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it shows you can get there.
It's improving.
You've had 5 in a row right over 2 weeks' time. So it shows you can do that. But we want you to do it in 1 week, Monday through Friday, to have that perfect week. So we're going to strive, and we will be doing this show for decades. How long it takes, we're going to keep doing it until you get that perfect week.
Absolutely. We're going to keep trying.
So we'll do that at 9:56 this morning. And, of course, during this segment, we'd like to let you know about what the subject matter will be for our number for the day.
Yeah, so I can start just thinking of it. Not overthinking, but just thinking. So what is the topic for today's number?
It involves high school graduates and their home state. So
it's very specific.
Well, I could have said high school graduates.
And that would
have
been too.
But it involves high school graduates and the place that they graduated high school from. So we're going to, gives you an idea, but it doesn't really give you a great idea, but it gives you enough to kind of pick at here for the next, 40 minutes or so.
Just something to ponder.
There you go. Ponder is the right word. So
yeah.
We'll enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But one of the big stories here this morning, of course, is the weather as the snow continues to fly around here in north central Wisconsin. As I said, 31 degrees. The winds right now are at 17 miles per hour out of the northwest, but there are gusts out there. The gust right now here in Wausau, up to 40 miles per hour. So if you're on the road, that means you could be driving and the wind's around 20 miles per hour. But then that gust comes up, can move that car around. And obviously the roads are slick as well.
Wobbly.
So you might hit some ice. And, of course, we had some rain last night, which it turned over to snow. So at the base right now could be some ice below the snow. So even if it looks like, hey, it looks okay, no, it could be slick underneath this layer of snow out there.
Just assume.
Be careful. Be careful is the right way. As Brittany told us, she was looking at some of the videos because they have, the weather service has video feeds,
cameras
all over the place. She was talking about areas where cars have gone into ditches, and of course that leads to closing down of some areas. So you may think you're trying to save time, but if you end up in a ditch, you're not going to save much time.
No, you are not.
You're going to be stuck for quite a while getting yanked out of there. So, again, take your time if you're out there traveling. There is a winter storm warning that remains in effect for the 98.9 WXCO listening area. It remains in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. The county's involved right here in Marathon County, just a little north in Lincoln County, also Portage County, which of course is Stevens Point and the communities around there, Wood County, Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids, you got Langley County with Antigo, Florence County, Forest County, Northern Marinette County as well. So again, it goes till 6 p.m. as we heard earlier with Brittany Merlot. We expect this snow to continue 2 to 5 inches total during the daytime hours.
Right.
Expects to taper down around 4 o'clock this afternoon. But even if you're getting out of work around 4 or 5 o'clock, the road still will be slick. Be aware of that.
Very thick.
So as you drive home at the end of your day, make sure that you take that extra time as well. And of course, if you are able to, and of course, a lot of people have to get to wherever they're going, work and whatnot, make sure that you take extra time. But if you're able to maybe not travel during the midst of this day, try to do your best not to. And of course, once we get through this, Brittany says it's going to be pretty cold tonight, but then the sunshine returns, and we'll have temperatures in the mid-30s the next couple of days. But as we look ahead, you talk about spring, and this time year, things can turn around rather quickly.
It certainly can.
You get to early next week, temperatures will be in the 50s.
Wow.
That is going to feel darn good, isn't it?
What a jump. It's going to feel really nice.
So all this snow, you're looking, you look outside right now, you see all this snow, it's going to be gone pretty quick. It's
it's going to get better.
Yeah, it's going to get better. It'll be around maybe for a couple of days because temperatures won't get too much above freezing. But this time of year as well, the sun is at a higher angle. So when the sun is out, even if the temperature is not quite as high as into the 40s or the 50s, it's still with that sun, it's going to melt some snow, even around 35 degrees. But again, something to look forward to early next week. And as we get to the end of the winter high school sports season, I always look forward to the spring. Because during the winter, I'm in a lot of hockey arenas where it's cold. You're traveling around in cold weather. And then you get to the spring. And it's always so much fun when you get out there. Because I broadcast basically outside at baseball and softball games. But it's wonderful to be outside on a sunny day when it's about 70 degrees after a long winter. It's coming close. We're getting there. We're going to get there. And all of a sudden, we can have some of that spring fever coming up. And also spring cleaning coming up. And I've actually got a lot to do.
Very important to do that.
A lot of stuff I got to get rid of. So stuff to look forward to. It just feels like it's been a long grind here during the winter months. It wasn't a lot of snow for a while, but it was still winter. And now it's getting closer and closer.
It's been a lot of cold, though.
No, you're right. You're right. So.
Especially the 1 week with the negative temperatures.
That's right. That's right.
That was not fun.
Nope, but next week, early in the week, I mean, going to be able to wear like a windbreaker, maybe get out the short sleeves. And because when it gets that warm, when you're not used to it, it feels a lot warmer than it is. But if it was 50 degrees after, you know, it was 70 for a week, then it would feel cold.
Absolutely.
But if it's been 20 and 30 degrees, it feels a lot better. So something to look forward to as we get into next week. But today, make sure you take your time, be safe out there, and try to avoid any kind of issues with yourself and other travelers if you're on the roads here today. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. The time is 9:18. Going to talk about this Dan Bice article in the Journal Sentinel, talking about what Elon Musk is trying to do. Basically, try to pull the wool over your eyes and not get the facts out there. And again, facts are important, doggone it. So we'll talk about that coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll talk about high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus special guests at 6:25. Our coach guest will be from DC Everest, head boys basketball coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Wausau West, senior defenseman Drake Kuharski. We'll talk to him as the Warriors get set to head to the state tournament later this week. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Joyfully, oh, playfully, what
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We often talk about democracy and civics, and of course Civic Media named after that, and also the battle of ideas. And one of the things about it is sometimes you'll win, sometimes you'll lose. But as long as everybody is fair, I think, in terms of the battle of ideas, it leads to a stronger democracy. It leads to, I think, stronger civic engagement. And when you try to manipulate, when you try to skew what is truthful and what is not truthful, then that leads to cracks in democracy. And somebody that has been putting big cracks in democracy in recent years is a man named Elon Musk. And Elon Musk has gotten involved in the state Supreme Court race between Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford. And Musk and his pals, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Dan Bice, have found a new way to try to influence the state Supreme Court race. So basically what they're doing is trying to pretend that they are helping Susan Crawford when they're really not helping Susan Crawford. There is a group called Progress 2028. It has begun running ads on the upcoming Supreme Court race on Facebook and other media platforms. And basically, they're trying to say that Susan Crawford is for a lot of unpopular things. It's sending out text messages saying, Judge Susan Crawford would reform cash bail and support second chances, not incarceration. Say thank you. Drop a comment below encouraging her to stand strong for compassionate criminal justice reform, which is all fine and good, but it's not what Susan Crawford's been doing. They're trying to make her sound soft. They're trying to make her sound like she's not going to be as tough as Brad Schimmel is. And again, the bottom line is, it's not true. I mean, it's just not true. And this group, again, trying to sound like they're supporting Crawford when they're a group that is supporting Schimmel. And Progress 2028 is a front group that is underwriting fake digital ads and text messages that are supposedly promoting Crawford by tying her to unpopular or controversial political positions or groups.
I've gotten a few of those text messages myself.
So again, Musk using his money, not just trying to get involved in the battle of ideas, which is, again, I don't think that rich people like Elon Musk, who don't live in Wisconsin, should have unlimited resources to be able to influence the discussion in Wisconsin. But at the very least, because right now the rules do allow it, but at the very least, let's at least have it be an actual battle of ideas.
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, again, as I said, if you win or lose, at least it's been done in a fair way in terms of trying to say, hey, okay, here's what this candidate believes in. Here's what this candidate believes in. And again, the whole idea of democracy is to have folks be educated on candidates, to be educated on issues, and to be able to make the best decision possible. But Musk does this over and over again, uses every possible way to spend his money. The same group aired fake ads purporting to support Kamala Harris during the fall campaign by lauding her for supposedly taking unpopular or far-left positions. And this Progress 2028 tries to kind of disappear as well. Records show the group behind Progress 2028 is Building America's Future, which is a Musk-funded political nonprofit. Musk has spent more than $100 million over the past 4 years in that group itself, and he's obviously had other groups as well. But Building America's Future then filed paperwork in the fall of last year to begin using the fictitious name Progress 2028. And that's basically trying to be, they're trying to fool people into thinking that this is the Democratic equivalent of Project 2025. It's not.
Oh,
it's phony. 3 days later, the group's website was launched. And that website, which had recently been updated to focus on Crawford, well, once people started catching on to what they're doing, they shut it down this week. Mm. So, again, you can have true beliefs one way or the other, Republican, yeah, Democratic, liberal, conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But let's at least have fair discussions, have fair arguments about, yeah, issues, about the role of government.
It's not about the money. It's about the ideas.
But if you're going to use your money to have these discussions in a fraudulent way, in a way that is not truthful, in a way that is trying to hide the fact that you are not a pro-Crawford group, but an anti-Crawford group, but trying to pretend that you are a pro-Crawford group, that's wrong. That's the bottom line. It's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that hurts the whole system. It hurts democracy, and it hurts Wisconsin in the fact that we're trying to get the right information so we go to vote on April the 1st and be able to vote in a smart way, in a way that is good for our system and good for our state. So,
that's right.
Again, shame on Elon Musk again. Shame, shame, shame. Mm. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Christine Daniels, her visit to talk about what's going on with the Good News Project, and a very special little item to talk about today. So we'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. The time is 9:29. Information update coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us at YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page. Be able to see our streams right there as well. And you see across the table from me, as she does every first Wednesday of the month, Christine Daniels.
Good morning.
Good News Project. And you got the perfect winter hat on.
Thank you. Yeah, I wear this message. It's be the good to remind myself that I want to be the good every single day.
But if you're wearing it, you can't see it.
But I know it's there, okay. And I know the messaging is going toward the person I'm sitting against.
You just assume it's still there. It hasn't disappeared.
It hasn't disappeared.
But it's always great to
be the good, Chad.
It's always great to talk to you and come here talk about what you're up to. And this one today, I think, is really great because often we talk about, you know, folks, hey, go in, bring your electronics, come in. Here, you're going out.
We are.
You're coming to the people. Sometimes you got to go to the people.
Yeah.
And this is a fairly new operation, isn't it?
Yeah. So we have our mobile help truck. It hit the road the week of February 17th. And we are bringing durable medical equipment to the people because not everyone can actually make their way into Wausau. And Wausau, you know, currently is our only location to provide durable medical equipment at low or no cost for people who need it.
I got to ask you, I'm always curious about acronyms. And when you sent me the notes, it's mobile help, and not H, capital H-E-L-P. It's capital H, capital E, capital L, capital P. Does that mean something?
It does. It means the Health Equipment Lending Program. Help!
Good. I like that. I always like when you're able to figure that out to make it work.
I know.
Something, again, it kind of connects to what you've been doing as well here in Wausau, because you loan out medical equipment. That's part of what you do at the Good News Project.
Yes.
So this is basically kind of growing on that.
It really is. Our program is growing. So we have had our local health equipment lending program for the community for at least 20 years. And our help manager, Tony Schmidt. It has been her personal dream as a manager for the last 8 years to bring the equipment to the people. Because, you know, we keep all of these statistics in our office. We know where people are coming from. Mm-hmm. And we also understand what it's like to be a caregiver, because at least half of our staff members have either gone through it themselves or mm-hmm. have helped navigate the whole experience with their own parents. And as a caregiver, you can't always leave your charge for very long. Mm-hmm. You know, I use my own mom as an example. My grandmother's living at home. She's 107 years old. And
unreal.
And she can't be left alone.
Right.
And so, you know, for my mother does have, you know, caregiving help, so she can leave the house, but not everybody does.
Well, by the way, I mean, just a question. How old is your mother?
I can't do it on the radio. Okay, she would kill me.
But the point that I'm going to make here is that when you talk about somebody that's 107, I mean, yeah. that's still pretty amazing in this era, but we're seeing more of that.
Yes.
And there's obviously wonderful aspects of lifespans expanding, but there's also so many more challenges.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
I mean, it really is. I mean, there are incredible challenges, and you're just speaking of that, and to ask your mother, and I mean that's a full-time job in itself.
Oh, it is, and it's exhausting.
Yes.
And I see that, and it's you know, for the caregiver, it's exhausting, but for also the person who's being given the care, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And so you see both sides of that. One of our volunteers, she was a caregiver for her husband before he passed away, and she was very much in that caregiving space. And she's like, did you know 65% of caregivers pass away before the person they're caring for? I'm like, oh, no. She's like, it shows you how it takes a toll.
Makes sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Sense.
Yeah. So, you know, our hope is to bring the equipment closer to the people who need it. Mm-hmm. You know, say you're in Stratford and you can't leave the person for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours to come to Wausau and do that. We can bring the equipment to Stratford. We're not doing specific right. home deliveries. We are parking in business parking lots that have given us permission right. and like the idea as well. So people, you know, they might just be a 5-minute drive
right.
instead of,
well,
45 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Stratford a lot, and that is not a simple drive.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
it basically would take an afternoon, especially if you came from Stratford to Wausau, say, after lunch. By the time you get to Good News
yeah.
Project and you deal with, you know, signing out and getting loaded up and back home, it's a whole
yeah.
project.
Yeah,
really
and
is.
I overheard a conversation that a volunteer took last week, and someone was calling from Boulder Junction, and they had originally gotten the equipment from us, so they had come down to Wausau, and they said, do you have any other location we can return this to? And we were so excited to be able to say yes. And, you know, we have this map, so we can, you know, figure out where the closest pickup would be to Boulder Junction. That would be like Tomahawk or Rhinelander. It's still a drive
right.
from Boulder Junction to those locations, but it would shave off 2 hours of their driving time.
Let's talk about how many locations there are. You said 11 different rural communities?
Yes, yes.
What are some of them that
sure.
People can so maybe pop into their mind, hey, that's close
yeah,
by.
So we
by.
Are going on Mondays. We do this twice a week, and we have a schedule that anyone can tap into. But on Mondays, we go to Mosinee and Stratford. On Tuesdays, Athens, Edgar, and Marathon. On Wednesdays, Tomahawk and Rhinelander. Although today, we actually canceled the truck because it's a 20-foot box truck, and we didn't want that on the road. And we also didn't think it would be good to attract people out of their homes up north.
Especially up north.
Up
they
north,
were hit harder.
They
than
were.
Here.
So
yeah.
we made that call on Monday that we
that
wouldn't
smart.
Be driving on Wednesday. But then on Thursdays, Hatley, Burnham Wood, Antigo, and Merrill.
Wow, that's terrific. And also, you got partners. And again, one of the things that, you know, in our discussions is the number of people, yeah, volunteers, and obviously, but you also have groups and businesses that help out as well. And in this era, as we said, I mean, again, when you think about the needs, when you talk mm-hmm. about, again, the caregiving needs and the needs that are so prevalent in so many different areas, having the partners are vital.
they
and I imagine
are.
That you want to make sure that they get the proper credit and a shout out as well.
You bet. Yeah. So our manager went around to the different communities and, you know, looked at parking lots and places and talked to the owners and, you know, pitched the idea. Everyone was overwhelmingly positive about this and wanted to do this for us and for their community, right? So in Mosinee, it's Charlie's Hardware. In a lot of the communities, it's the Dollar General store.
Right.
In Marathon, it's Marathon Cheese.
Right.
And
there, yeah.
In Antigo, it's the Twisted Sister Market, which I heard is a dangerous place to go to because our driver went in and he came out with two purchases for his wife. So he said it's a great little market with some really fun gifts. And so I'm glad, you know, we can potentially bring some business to these places as well.
Man, win, win, win. Right?
Win, win, win. Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. And also the folks like yourself that are out there attempting to, you know, bring important either services or in some cases food and things like that. Mm-hmm. You're working with some others as well, right?
Well, you know, I just wanted to kind of point out what other organizations are doing because they've also recognized that not everyone can come into Wausau, that people need the help out there, whether they're homebound or have transportation limitations. So like United Way has their new mobile closet. Mm. They bring a truck of clothing that was donated to these different communities, and people can come and get clothing that they need, which is awesome. And the Marathon County Hunger Coalition goes out into the more rural areas of Marathon County to make sure people have food.
And frankly, it's wonderful, but that can't be easy. I mean, obviously, you know, you're starting this project. How difficult is it? And I guess, who's helping you guys out? I mean, is it all donations? Do you get any kind of grants for this or anything like that?
Well, we have some startup grants for it. And
I shouldn't bring up the question, but there has to be cost involved,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, there is. And the first year is really going to be telling in terms of will we make enough donations throughout the year to cover this for a year or two. A lot of foundations don't like to do any ongoing expenses. You know, that's just not how they're set up. And but they do like to help with startup and see that you can sustain this on your own moving forward. So our first grant was through the Inclusive Foundation, which was pretty awesome. It helped us purchase the truck. Mm-hmm. It helped us hire a part-time driver for the first year. And, you know, our expectation internally is that we'll be able to budget for the future ourselves. Only time will tell, Chad.
Right.
You know?
But it's such a wonderful idea. And again, when you think about it, all you have to do is look at a map. I mean, really, you see Wausau there in the middle of Marathon mm-hmm. County, and you see, you know, little towns all over the place. And again, as you said, it's not easy sometimes to get into Wausau. This is just, a wonderful idea, and I hope that people take advantage of it. For people that want maybe just hearing about it for the first time,
yeah.
Of course, you probably have information at your site.
Our website. You just go to the help drop-down and learn all about our help program, both in Wausau and the mobile help truck, or you can call and just say, hey, I'm from I don't know, Tomahawk,
and I know that you love talking to people, so
I do.
Love hearing that phone ring or people coming in and getting a chance to learn a little bit more.
Yep. I've been giving tours to potential board members. That's been really fun.
Oh,
in the last
talking
month
about that.
I have another one scheduled for mid-March, so
fantastic.
All of a sudden we have a lot of people with specific skill sets that are really interested in joining our board, which is exciting.
Which is one reason, because we got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And I always like to give a couple of minutes because we talk about the main subject. But anything else that you wanted to make sure that you talked about? I know that we talked about the board members. Anything else that you want to kind of remind people of before we wrap things up?
March, Global Recycling Day. March 20. Oh, dear me. It's a Saturday.
I got that here.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I think it's the 22nd. Is it the 22nd? It's a Saturday.
Where is it? I had it.
You have it because it's a recent press release.
I know. Where did I put it, though? I printed.
The most important part is it's a Saturday because we're usually open on Fridays, and it gives people who are working, you know, weekdays when they can't come to our facility, it gives them an extra opportunity on a different day to bring their electronics.
It is on Saturday, March the 22nd from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.
And TDS Telecom is a major sponsor of that.
And the Frank, and I have said to you, I'm bringing my stuff in, but I always find myself too busy. The winter sports season is ending in a week.
All right.
So the 22nd is perfect because I've actually got all, I have got so much junk. I'm sorry. I got to tell you this story real fast in the last minute. I have this old, it was a big screen TV, but it broke. So I hauled it. It's in my garage. And one day after I come in home late at night after a game, and I accidentally did. I stopped, but I forgot to put it in park. So my car moved forward, I hit it. Is it still okay to bring it
in? Of course,
even I hit my TV.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we take broken, we take everything, Chad. Oh,
I'm glad to know it because that's sitting in the back of my garage, broken television that's going to be coming to the Good News Project.
All right, we'll take it.
I was like, oh crap! And now every day I go back into that garage and I see it back there, and it's like bent.
Depressing, Chad. Yeah, you need to get rid of that thing.
I do need to. I have it in my garage. It's just sitting there because I keep thinking I got to get rid of it. It's part of a group of stuff I got to get rid of. But thank you very much, Christine. We'll see you later in the month as well, right?
Okay, yeah.
We'll be right back here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is March the 5th of 2025. That means it's day number 64 this year. There are 301 days remaining in this year, 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1982, on this date, actor comedian John Belushi died. On this date in 2001, Vice President Dick Cheney underwent an angioplasty for a partially blocked artery after going to a hospital with chest pains. On this date in 2005, Martha Stewart was convicted in New York of obstructing justice and lying to the government about why she'd unloaded her Inclome stock just before the price plummeted. She served a 5-month prison sentence. On this date in 2015, a close call for Harrison Ford. The actor crash-landed his plane in California. On this date in 2017, Donald Trump in a tweet accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping Trump Towers during the presidential campaign. He offered no evidence, and no evidence has ever been found. And on this date in 2019, Kylie Jenner was named the world's youngest ever billionaire at just 21 years old, according to Forbes. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller, 70 years old. I saw Penn & Teller. Yep, I saw them perform in Vegas many years ago. It was fantastic. I mean, if you love great...
They're both amazing.
Yeah, it was a comedy and magic and everything in between. Just really, really fun stuff. So happy birthday to Penn Jillette, 70 years old today. TV preacher Joel Osteen is 62. Kevin Connolly, star of Entourage, 51 years old today. Eva Mendez, actor, is 51. Jake Lloyd, you know Jake Lloyd?
Mm-hmm.
When he played Anakin, right? Anakin Skywalker?
He did. He was the little boy Anakin. Anakin in The Phantom Menace.
And now,
Jingle All the Way. He was the little child with Arnold.
Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, guess how old Jake Lloyd is now?
Ooh.
Little kid back in the day.
Well, he's got to be in his early 30s, right?
Well, take a guess.
33.
36.
So I was close.
You were close. And happy birthday to you if you're out there celebrating a birthday from all of us here at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events. It is Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de Marcho.
Yep, Cinco de Marcho.
Clever.
It is Multiple Personality Day.
Sometimes I feel like we all have that at some point.
It is Sportsmanship Day, so that's a good one. Mm-hmm. It is Peace Corps Day. It is Unique Names Day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we have unique names.
Well, my name is pretty unique over here, because over in Europe, Ian is a very common name. It's not very common over here, but there's like hundreds of thousands of Ians in Europe.
And it is Real Film Day, not R-E-A-L, but R-E-E-L.
Ah.
So traditional, real film, Real Film Day. All right, it is time for our number for the day.
Yes.
And our number for the day quiz, what we do is we give Ian Welsh three choices, and one of which is our number for the day. Two are not our number for the day and are incorrect. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. Just by guessing, that's 33%. So anything above 33% for the week, we consider a passing grade. Anything below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we want you to be better than that, because we don't believe in mediocrity around here. We believe in
be successful.
Trying to be successful is right. Try to get more right than wrong. A winning week, which is 3 out of 5. And then, of course, your all-time best week, which you did last week. And you've done
4 out of 5.
You've done 3 times over the past year plus. 4 out of 5.
And we're on my way to do it again, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Today's category was high school graduates and their home estates.
Yep.
Right?
That's exactly right. So,
okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Our number for the day is the percentage of high school graduates who still live in their home state.
Ooh. Interesting. So, yeah, what are my choices?
Percentage of high school grads who still live in their home state. And
okay.
And you and I are both in our home state. So
yes, we're a part of that percentage.
Yep. But a lot of people move as well. But the choices are A, 60%, B, 70%, C, 80%.
Okay, a little higher percentages.
Yep,
okay.
Above the mean. So 60%, 70%, 80%. Percentage of high school graduates who still live in their home state.
Okay, I'm going to just go with my gut here. I'm going to say 80%. I'm going to go with a C. I got a good feeling about this. A C is my final answer. I'm going with 80%.
Okay, the percentage of high school graduates who still live in their home state is 60%.
Ooh, the smallest number.
Well, wow. at least you weren't close. Sometimes it's easier when you're not
that's
close.
That's true.
But no, still, that's quite a few people that have stayed in their home states. But so you're back right at the level, 1 for 3. That means tomorrow and Friday, big days.
Got to get
one right for the passing grade and then 2 right for the winning week. So
that's right.
We'll look forward to that. And we'll look forward to seeing you tonight, 6
big
till 8.
Big high school sports show.
Yep, big high school sports show tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow. Pat Kreitler will be with us and a whole bunch more.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Be safe out there.
See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.